And that left most of just the town kids going. And in my class, where we used to have 25 or 30, we had 7 kids. I remember that because I know my my brother graduated in 32 or 33, whatever it was. And there were 4 in his graduating class. And my mother gave them the banquet because there just wasn't, they didn't have the money to do anything like that. And though the next year they let the kids that didn't go to subscription school go on with us.
Was the county unusually short of money for some reason that year?
Well, that was during the Depression. And several schools went longer than that. We always had, back in those times, we had what we had, 8 months. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's 9 months now. But there were some schools in this county that had 5 and 6. And they just ran as long as they had money. Mm-hmm.
And when would you start when you had the 8 months?
We'd start in September and get out in May. We'd have 2 weeks vacation Christmas. We didn't have any other holidays. Maybe in the later years, maybe a sophomore through senior year, they might have taken one day to go to the state convention, teacher state convention, but they didn't have anything like they have now. You get off for Easter, you get off for every time you turn around. You'd say one of the most exciting things that we had was April Fool's Day.
What would you do on April Fool's Day?
Everybody would go to school. Then when the teachers weren't looking, they'd all climb up the knob and stay for half the day. Then when they came down, they got suspended for a day or two, and then they all went back to school. But now that was the great thing. We went on a lot of there were some kids that were going to high school. There were some young ladies that were working here. And for recreation, we didn't think anything about, we'd walk out to the bridge. Now, it isn't the bridge that you cross now, but it was a metal bridge. And that was a great thing. It was just something to do. You'd walk out there and walk back, and you'd think that you'd done something. Or you'd, a group of you would take your coffee pot and your frying pan and go up on the knob and have breakfast. Or you'd go down to what we'd call Willow Ford. It's South Fork River, but at different places there's good swimming areas. You'd walk down there and take your food, spend the day, and go swimming. And that was the recreation we had around here. Once in a while during the school year, they'd run the school bus to Thayer, Missouri, which is 20 miles. That was the nearest movie theater. I know when we went to see Little Women, all the girls cried coming back. You always had a woman teacher and a man teacher that went with you to supervise you, besides the bus driver, and sometimes the parents went. We had basketball games, but they didn't travel as much as they do now. We played mostly in the county, as I remembered, and it was usually boys basketball. Not until after I got out of high school did they have the girls basketball. They didn't have home economics until I got out of school. We just had the regular English and arithmetic and history and some sciences. We didn't have any laboratory equipment in school. You usually tried to take typing and shorthand so that when you got out of school, if you didn't go on to college, you'd get a job.
Did you still have spelling bees when you were in school?
Probably up till the 8th grade. Not too much. And that wasn't my good field. It was my mother's, but it wasn't mine.